What is up? Welcome back to the show. Today, I am going to be answering the question, are my downloads decreasing because of iOS 17 and the changes that Apple has made? Well, friend, the answer is probably yes. Yep. Because my downloads are down a lot. And I'm going to share with you why that is actually nothing to worry about and how we can utilize this to our benefit as podcasters. And also, P.S., like, I think you need to know this so that you just don't freak out and throw in the towel. All right, are you ready? Let's dive in.
Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
All right, so on September 18th of 2023, Apple released iOS 17. So Apple also made some other changes to Apple Podcasts as well, right along that same time frame. Now, as I am not super worried about all the latest and greatest, and I am someone who stays really true and loyal to what is already working, I didn't really know, to be honest, and I didn't really care. But as I continued to podcast and come December, completely revitalized my show and we gave it a facelift and continued to note that my downloads just continued to decline, I started to get worried. And I would complain to my mastermind friends and they didn't really know anything was going on. Anyways, a couple months ago, I became aware of iOS 17 affecting podcast downloads. And the reason for this is because Apple basically made a shift. And I'm going to read this to you so that I get it right. So basically, when somebody is subscribed to a podcast, in the past, every single episode would download and it would count as a download number inside of that podcaster's metrics. Okay, this is prior September of 2023. Now, not every download episode gets played. So basically, fewer automatic downloads mean fewer downloads sitting unplayed on people's phones. That's what Apple wanted to do. So it quit auto-downloading in essence, okay? So while this is really great for like people who pay for advertising spots on podcasts and things like that, it stinks for podcasters because so many of us, myself and a lot of my students included, we used the download number as a metric to gauge if our podcast was actually growing and getting listened to. So, of course, that inevitably made me completely freak out and think that my life was over and that I was going to have to retire as a podcast coach, that everything was awful and wrong in the world, and I completely spiraled. Now, God is so good. And as I turned this whole thing over to him in this moment of surrender, he so lovingly reminded me a couple of days ago that I had glanced over something to do with this iOS 17 update. And I read it again and realized like, oh my gosh, this is not me. This is not because my podcast is not doing great. This is truly because of the iOS 17 shift. 80% of my listens as a podcaster come from Apple. And so many of you too, if you've been podcasting for a while and your episode number is growing steadily, I'm talking you're over 25,000, 50,000, 100,000 downloads, this is going to affect you. My newbie podcasters or my new students, you're not really going to be affected by this because as you get your podcast going, you're listened to across a wide variety of platforms. So you're typically in the clear. But any large podcaster with a bunch of a bunch of reach at this point, like this is going to dramatically impact your download number. And you are already really in probably 3 to 6 months of a potential decline, if not a holding pattern. Oh no, what should we do, Steph? Do we quit podcasting? Is everything just going to go up in flames? No. Take a deep breath. I've taken a deep breath. Praise God. He's given me peace because that is how good he is. There is absolutely nothing to worry about. This is actually really a great thing for our industry. Now, reason number one is that downloads were never a great metric in the first place. Somebody came and subscribed to my podcast, and then my episodes would auto-download on their phone. It was never a true depiction of who's actively and actually listening to the podcast. And so it kind of gave this inflated number and not a true number based on what is our audience size and how many people are engaging and listening to the show. So it really wasn't ever great. And I want metrics that show me real data so that I can use that data to continue to grow my podcast. Am I right? So that is one thing that I really want you guys to consider is that this is actually a good thing for the industry. They're going to have to true this up. And this is putting a lot of pressure on all the major podcast hosts, Apple, Spotify, all of them, to really come up with a universal solution for this. So I want you guys to realize, like, we good. Hang tight. What we have to do, though, is we have to completely eliminate the vanity metric of depending on downloads. And that's really weird because for 5.5 years as a podcaster and as a podcast coach, I have taught people to utilize downloads as the metric. And until September of 2023, that was good sound advice. However, here we are. And I think as business owners and entrepreneurs in today's day and age, we have to consistently be willing to adapt to find what's working and refine and to figure out what's not working and throw it out. And here we sit. Want to learn how to uplevel your podcast and actually profit from it this year? Come and check out the 40-minute workshop I have for you on how to create a profitable podcast in less than 2 hours a week. Podcastforgrowth.com, 40 minutes of your time. I pray that this blesses you and changes everything for you. Podcastforgrowth.com. Here's what I want you guys to take a look at. Okay, question number one is, are my downloads actually declining? That is the first piece of information that we need to seek, because I know for me, I was panicking until I answered this question and I kind of pinpoint the moment in which those downloads started to happen. So if you log into your podcasting host, me and my students use Podbean, but whichever one you use, and you click on analytics and maybe take a look at the past 6 months, the past 12 months, and try to pinpoint when the download number started to either stay stagnant or decline. Most of you are going to see that it was around between September and December of 2023, maybe January, but for most of us, it was back at the end of last year. Well, friend, iOS 17 was literally released at the end of September of last year. So if you see that, people started adapting to the new software and downloading it on their phone pretty quickly. I know I did. And then the majority of users were to follow in the next 90 days. So by December, January, like January of 2024, a lot of people had already shifted over to iOS 17, causing those auto downloads to stop. Okay. So if you can pinpoint that in your metric map, you know that this is what you're facing, and you can kind of alleviate all that fear and concern around you just stinking as a podcaster. It's not you. It's them. You know what I mean? It's not me. It's you. Like, sorry. Anyways. Okay. So question number two is the size of my Apple podcast audience declining? So here's where this gets really juicy. You can actually log in to Apple Podcast Connects and navigate to analytics. So you go into Apple Podcasts Connect, and that link is podcasters.apple.com. And all of you probably already have an account. You're just going to sign into this account, and you're going to find your show, and you're going to click on your podcast. And when you get in here, you're going to go to analytics. And of course, they make this like really difficult to figure out, but you go to analytics, and then you're going to go to your podcast. And this got so confusing for me at first. So you actually have to, I had to scroll all the way to the right and click on trends. And then I had to click under the purple button that says all time and change it to be all time so that like it would actually grab my total analytics. And then you're going to change the drop down on the left, go under listeners, and then by engagement. And this is going to show you your engaged listener number. If you guys take a look at my chart, you know, and if you're listening to this, you can't see it, but it's completely up and to the right. Like, sure, I see a little bit of a stagnation, like August, September, October, November, December, January, but like, actually, it's pretty stable. I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned. Like, my listeners, yes, while they have decreased a bit, you know, honestly, like from October and December, the end of December numbers are basically the same. So I'm feeling pretty good about this. You can also look inside of here at like plays. You can click the plays button to take a look. You can click the followers button. And I mean, look at the followers here. It's like completely up and to the right, completely up and to the right. And so this is going to give you a lot of peace knowing, while my download number is down, my followers, my listeners, my plays is either stable or up. That just gave me a lot of peace. So those of you who are tracking metrics, I might consider shifting to tracking your follower number directly from inside of Apple Podcast Connect dashboard, or you can also track your listeners or your plays in here for the Apple-related metrics. Now, please note, those of you that are newer in podcasting, and maybe even as this landscape shifts and transitions, you know, Spotify may very well become one of the larger players here in this podcasting space. We're just going to have to hang tight and see how it all shakes out. Okay, now the third and final question that we need to ask ourselves as podcasters is, how does this benefit me? How can I learn to grow through this, to adapt, and to get better because of it? Well, I see a few really awesome opportunities. The first is that I think people are going to give up. Not to say I'm excited that people are going to give up, but like, if someone is very unaware of what's going on and they're not part of a podcasting community like ours, or they are not staying, and that was me, like, I didn't even know this was happening to me, okay? Like, I was just panicking. But like I said, thanks be to God, because I was praying, like, Lord, help me understand this. And then I did a little research, and lo and behold, the answer was right here the whole time. Thank goodness. But people might think, oh man, my podcast is just free falling. I'm just going to throw in the towel. Like, this isn't working. And I think that is the critical importance of staying true to the thing that you decided you were going to stay true to until. You know, I have never felt more clear that I'm supposed to be podcasting, that it is the way that I am in the world to connect with all of you, the way that God has asked me to share my giftings, the way that I can best communicate the things that I have walked through as an online business owner and as a person who feels so convicted about creating a business that is glorifying, that is peaceful, that allows me to be present. And it's podcasting. And I never felt that shift in my heart happen where it's like, oh, I should give up. You know, my downloads are going down. But so many people are so emotionally driven. Don't be that person. Like, allow yourself to feel something and then look at the data, dig in a little bit, and get resilient. The podcasters who stayed in the game and didn't freak out and are still standing are going to be rising to the top. I'm also here to share with you that those of us who are hanging on and digging in and continuously giving our giftings and opening our mouths and teaching and guiding and mentoring through the content that we share, we are being blessed by it, because each of these podcast platforms are coming up with more and more amazing ways for us to be seen and found. Some of the fun Apple podcast changes are they're allowing different podcast art per episode. They have some really cool filter and search features that they have just recently added that allow people to search for certain things and find our shows even more easier. Anyways, this game, it's not going away. Like, we are players in an incredible game right now. You know, content creation is just growing and exploding. And if we don't have our foot in the door, which we do, thankfully, we're losing. If you want to be an online business owner that makes money in the next 12 to 24 months, you've got to be in the game, and you've got to learn and adapt and stay true and continuously show up and continuously rise to the occasion. And the occasion that we are being asked to rise to as God-led podcasters today is not to give up because one of our metrics changed. That is the least of our worries. Our number one responsibility is to continue to shine and show up in our giftings and in our niche for the glory of God. So you keep doing you, you keep digging in. And until next time, friend, you'll know exactly where to find me right here on this podcast, because I am not going anywhere. Download numbers or not, I am here to show up for you every single week. And I pray that you have that type of tenacity for the people that you're called to help too. Love you. Big hugs. We're in this together. Let's keep going. God bless.
Did you have fun
or learn something? Leave Mama a review.
Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.